John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives, but not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. During these most prevalent times in our lives, either after we have encountered or played a role in something so catastrophic to our inner thoughts, these are the moments in which we feel that only we have been granted a pain that has sought after no other person but us. This is indeed a prominent time in which we so desperately need a word from the Lord. For those who are not equipped with the proper spiritual tools, it is very sad to say, but so often during these times, those people recourse to measures that are not permissible to God. The key component of the things we have to remember is, no matter what the situation is that you are facing, whether it be spiritual, physical, or mental, there is always someone out there in this great universe of ours who have encountered these very issues and has indeed lived through the pain and fear, with the ability to say they've made it to the finish line. And yet here we stand so dreadfully tired at the fact we feel life has given up on us, when in fact we have given up on life. Me, oh me, we tell ourselves the same story each day. Whatever we faced, whether it was 2 days ago or 20 years ago, we insist that we must relive those moments, whatever they are. We never let them go. It becomes a part of our body, so much to the point where it becomes visible to the natural eye. Every time you see us, we have a sad look upon our face. We feel as if we have more problems than the world's largest math book. We feel like nobody cares about us. So with all that raw emotion, not positive but negative, we build it up daily, not realizing that we are putting ourselves in a position where we are committing psychological suicide. It comes to a point when that moment we think of something so beyond the natural spectrum of the moral being, with no conscience, even doubting the thought before we take action. This is when your psychological state is either dead or in a deep coma. You've gone too far if you think for 1 second that you can continue on a path of righteousness, or have a sound mind for that matter. Life is a journey, kind of like a road trip or an awesome vacation. We know that like any trip you take, some things are just not permitted for carry. We can't live out our lives living out yesterday every day. Move forward. Find an anchor of help. One thing about life is, it has so much to offer. But until you explore it, you'll never.